This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Haim, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing okay. I hope everybody's well. Courtney, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling okay.
I think she's coming back on Monday, which is great. And how can you just be doing okay? I mean, this team is streaking.
Well, it is. It's fun to be playing better. There's a lot of ups and downs in the season. I've said it all along that even when we haven't looked good, that there is a lot of talent in that room, and there's a good team in there, and it's nice that we're playing with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Pirates, but certainly taking 2 or 3 from the Yankees must have you feeling pretty good. Is it getting guys back that have been hurt? Is it a different attitude? Is there anything that you can point to when it comes to the team performing better of late?
Yeah, look, every win matters. It doesn't really matter the opponent. Every win is a big league win, and they all matter, and they're all going to count if we're going to pull this off. So they're all really good. I think, obviously, getting healthier helps, and you can kind of feel it the last few days. It's a thicker lineup. It's a deeper group. Alex has more options in game. Last night, like using ref in that spot to try to tack on late. That's not something he could have done a week ago when Rob was on the shelf. So those things just open up possibilities for him during the game. But even when we were more banged up, and we're still not back to full strength, I think that the consistent thing has been that when we throw strikes and we catch the ball and we manage it back well, we tend to win, even against good teams. And we did that really well over the weekend. Could very easily have won all 3 of those games, obviously. And, we've done it really well the last couple nights.
Haim, I know you guys don't like to look too far ahead, but as fans, we can tend to look at, okay, where are they? And when you look at where you are right now, you got one more game against Pittsburgh, but then your next – basically 9 games, 3 against Baltimore, Toronto, and Tampa Bay, all teams that are ahead of you. If you're able to get through this stretch, at which I believe that you guys will, there's a chance that you are now right back in the mix as far as one of those teams that's holding on to a wild card spot. Do you look at that at the same approach from, front office?
Yeah, look, you can only – it's a cliche, but it's true. You can only take it one day at a time. Obviously, we can't get ahead of ourselves. But, look, in the position we're in, we know the odds. I mean, obviously, we got ourselves in this position. It's not a great position. I think it's good that we are going to play these teams that we're trying to chase down. We need to play them because that gives us the best chance of running them down. And it means that if we take care of business and we play well, we can do exactly what we're looking to do.
What would you describe as a successful season for this team? How would you gauge the year if it's a success or not?
It's not something I spend too much time thinking about. We're in this to win, and we came into the season with every expectation of getting in the postseason. And obviously, you want to win the World Series. You have to get to the postseason first to do that. And especially now, this is the biggest postseason ever, and so there's going to be more twists and turns than ever. But if you want to win it, you have to get in. So, really, we are going to feel pretty empty if we don't pull that off.
Haim, I know you had said this to Courtney before. The playoffs is different than the regular season. And then you guys are in a position where you potentially could make the postseason. What is the major difference in baseball that you look at and go, okay, if we're able to get in, it is a completely different season and the baseball is completely different?
Well, 2 things. One, I think if you get in, we saw this last year. Obviously, we did not play our best baseball that last week of 2021 in Baltimore and in Washington. The boys dug deep and found a way in Washington and swept that series so we could get in. And you saw with that group that it was kind of like a switch flipped, and they were pretty well locked in for 2+ weeks after that. And that can happen. Sometimes you find your way in there and you exhale and you know it's a clean slate and it's all in front of you and there for the taking. And then sometimes, teams turn it on in that situation. But when it comes game to game, I think one of the biggest differences is just, the urgency gets turned all the way up. You will see, obviously, that get turned up in the regular season and especially at the end of the regular season. But in the playoffs, it reaches another level. And on a night-by-night basis, everyone is pulling out all the stops to win games. And oftentimes, that's the difference. You do see games played and managed differently in the postseason just because everybody knows that they're, in some cases, literally, but that you act like there is no tomorrow.
We were talking earlier about Rodolfo Castro, the Pirates rookie who's been suspended for a game and fined for having his phone out there while sliding into third base. Haim, is it finally time to let these guys have their phone on the field so that they can keep up with the social media and texting and stuff?
Well, I think all the electronic device policies are in place for good reason. I'm not sure we should be looking to change those. I figured if somebody was going to get fined for accidentally dropping their cell phone on the field of play, it was probably going to be someone like me. And I'm glad someone else beat me to it.
Uh-huh.
So, I think the rules are there for good reason.
I mean, I think you're a millennial. I mean, everybody takes their phone to work at this point. I mean, I think there's a rule change needed here.
I am flattered. I'm an older millennial, but I do think I barely qualify. Look, I mean, obviously it's been kind of beaten to death over the last few years, how between the lines that game needs to be very organic and it's a slippery slope, obviously, with electronics. So I think the rules are there for good reason. But it's fun that we got a meme out of that, I guess.
A little bit back to baseball, your favorite topic, negotiations with Rafael Devers. Is there any part of you, Haim, that regrets not being more aggressive earlier with Rafi, considering where he is and what it's going to eventually cost if you do want to keep him?
Yeah, really good question. I mean, it's tough to look back on those things. Obviously, there's a lot of different things that happened over the last few years, including a pandemic that paused the whole sport, and then we had to play empty for a while. So there's a lot of different twists and turns in that look. Obviously, we want to have this guy here for a long time. So any hypothetical world where, that could already have been settled in a way that works for everybody is probably a good world for the Red Sox. But, it doesn't really pay to look back and on those hypotheticals. We're here. We are where we are, and we're still hoping to get this done.
All right. And then we know you're not in favor of banning cell phones. Would you be, when it comes to players, would you be in favor of banning bikes?
You guys are on fire this morning. During the game, I don't know that anybody should be, it would seem like an unfair advantage if you got to ride a bike around the bases during the game.
All right, I gotcha.
So I would advise people to leave those at home, but I respect their rights to get around town however they choose.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you, and keep it going over there, and we'll talk to you again soon.
And you need Wiggy to throw out the first pitch. He's like your biggest fan these days.
Yes, he is.
He's leading the bandwagon.
He is.
So we need
I'm leading
Wiggy
the charge.
So,
and Wiggy, I appreciate it. I'm not in charge of first pitches, but I'll cheerlead for you if it's something you're interested. I'll see what I can do. I have surprisingly little pull around here, so I don't know if I can get it done. But
All right, we'll get Bradford to do it.
I would be there. I would stand over to the side and give you very polite applause.
Yeah.
Especially if you threw a strike.
Yeah, we don't even have to worry about first pitch. Just me and my son take a little BP. That's all we look in the zone. Field some fly balls off the wall.
That's a much heavier. That's now we got to get the grounds crew involved.
That's
There's
a
all
bigger ask.
I'll bring my spikes.
All right, I'm talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.